Now, if you've got a lisp, you've probably done some exercises before, and you're probably by now fed up of hearing people tell you to sort your S's out. We all know that S's are a problem for you. Why would you do more S's and just aggravate yourself? No, stop it. Don't worry about it anymore. We're not going to focus on S's. Today, we're going to focus on the L sound. Because there's more than one type of lisp. You have the type of lisp where the tongue is kind of loose and sitting in the back of the mouth, which comes out like this, and it almost sounds like the lisp comes out the side of your mouth. And then there's the lisp which is more in the front of your tongue, which can sort of have a sound like this. Either way, by looking at L sounds, we can probably tighten up the muscles of the tongue and help reduce the lisp somewhat. I hope this helps, guys.